Little Steven's Underground Garage is next after a world news update on VOA Music Mix.
U.S. bombs Islamic extremists in northern Iraq. Israel and Hamas continue fighting. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. White House officials say reports of the dire and deteriorating situation of Iraqi Christians and Kurds, along with the gains made by militants in the past week, triggered President Barack Obama's decision to authorize airstrikes and other military action in Iraq. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
It was a number of factors that finally brought President Obama to authorize U.S. warplanes to strike militants in Iraq. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the urgent reports the president saw this week about the dire and deteriorating situation were the number one reason. The second reason is the intelligence the president has been receiving about the militants' advances toward the northern Kurdish city of Erbil, where the United States has a consulate and a number of military advisors.
That also led to the president's conclusion that a more robust military action could be required to ensure the safety and security of those American officials in Erbil.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Fighting between Israel's military and Hamas continued today along the Gaza Strip. The fighting, which resumed Friday after a three-day pause in the month-long war, dealt a blow to Egyptian-led efforts to secure a long-term ceasefire between the bitter enemies. Israel pounded Gaza with a series of airstrikes Friday, shortly after Hamas resumed rocket attacks against Israel when talks in Cairo broke down on extending the truce. The Israeli military charged that militants in the Gaza Strip violated the 72-hour ceasefire before it was scheduled to expire on Friday morning. An Israeli government spokesman said Hamas fighters have been indiscriminately targeting civilians. 64 Israeli soldiers and 3 civilians have been killed in the fighting. Most of the Israeli casualties occurred during a ground invasion by Israeli troops to destroy Hamas cross-border tunnels. Nearly 1,900 Palestinians, most of them civilians, have been killed. Rival Afghan presidential candidates have agreed to end their election dispute and begin working towards a national unity government. Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani have been deadlocked on the ongoing audit of 8 million votes cast during the presidential runoff, with only a fraction of ballots reviewed for irregularity so far. After holding a second day of talks with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Kabul, the candidates on Friday signed an agreement saying they would cooperate on forming a national unity government after the audit is complete. Abdullah Abdullah.
We have agreed on this mutual program. We are committed to work together to develop it further, and our teams will start working on this, on the details of it, for a few days, leaving the outcome of the elections aside or what has happened in the past, but rather looking towards the future for the interest of the national unity of the government with every eventuality which might come up as a result of the audit process.
The United States wants a new Afghan president in office before the end of this month, in advance of the September 4th NATO summit in Wales, where the international community's role in Afghanistan will be a focus. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak in West Africa a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein filed this report from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
After sifting through a mountain of information and evidence over the past 2 days, the WHO Emergency Committee unanimously declared that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa constitutes an extraordinary event which demands extraordinary measures to bring it under control. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, says recommendations issued by the committee aim to contain existing outbreaks in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, and to prevent further international spread. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States says any unilateral attempt by Russia to deliver humanitarian aid to eastern Ukraine will be viewed as an invasion. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Portuguese, we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Come to the land of living dreams, where realists dream of the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage. Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment.
This is mass madness, you maniacs! You maniacs! You maniacs!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Forget the Motor City sounds of the day, the baby loves the Supremes and Marvin Gaye, the king of the blues, so full, James Brown, the Beach Boys singing now, I get around, you'll get around.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Underground Garage. We are celebrating Harvey Kubernick's new book. You know Harvey the K. He's one of our guys, one of the more prolific of my many prolific friends. He seems to come up with a book every year. I don't know how. He wrote the cool book on Monterey Pop and another great one, about Laurel Canyon. But Harvey is very much the quintessential L.A. dude, and he has finally written the quintessential L.A. book. Turn Up the Radio, it is called. Talked about the whole wild and crazy pop world of L.A. from around 56 to 72, which pretty much fits in with the years we recognize as the Renaissance. We go back a little further. But from L.A., you know, aside from the great bands, the Byrds, Doors, Beach Boys, Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a whole lot of people recording there like the Stones, Ike and Tina Turner, Elvis Presley, Eddie Cochran, Frank Zappa, had the great studio guys doing those Phil Spector records, the great DJs like Art LeBeau, and that is one of his artists right now playing in the background. Art LeBeau starting as a DJ and becoming a record company guy, among other things. There are literally hundreds of phenomenal stories. It's done in the oral history style. So we are doing this show today to not only promote the book, but the event that is going to celebrate the book starting this Wednesday, if you happen to be in L.A., August 13th, at the Egyptian Theater. We'll start a four-day tribute to Turn Up the Radio and various cool L.A. films, such as The Ultimate of Them All, The Tammy Show, and The Seeds Pushing Too Hard, and The Doors Live at the Hollywood Bowl from 68, and all of these things moderated by cool people like Henry Diltz, the great photographer, and Steve Binder, the amazing director who we will play a little excerpt from our Tammy show. John Landis will be there, Jan Savage from The Seeds. There's going to be lots of cool things happening at the Egyptian Theater starting this Wednesday and going right through Sunday. Celebrating Harvey Kubernick's new book, Turn Up the Radio, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About the City of Angels, Baby.
Something to do. You've got to know. Come to Los Angeles. The sun shines bright, the beaches are wide and inviting, and the orange grove stretches far as the eye can see. There are jobs aplenty, and land is cheap. Every working man can have his own house, and inside every house, a happy all-American family. You can have all this, and who knows, you could even be discovered. Become a movie star, or at least see one. Life is good in Los Angeles. It's paradise on earth. That's what they tell you anyway.
Here, I mean, everywhere else in the country, traffic is bumper to bumper. That's all over the country. The difference is, here in L.A., it's bumper to bumper, but it's going 90 miles an hour. Because this is the car capital of America. I don't know if you read in the papers, a few weeks ago, they had a statistical fact that there are more automobiles, I couldn't believe this, more cars in L.A. than are people living here. Do you know what that means? There are cars driving around in this town by themselves.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, lying to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song. Sidewalk crouches at her feet, like a dog that begs for something sweet. Do you hope to make her see you fool? Do you hope to pluck this dusky jewel? Hello! Hello!
Start the show with Here They Come, Janet Dean's theme from The Tammy Show, written by P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. We're going to do a whole set dedicated to them a little bit later. My favorite Beach Boys record, Cherry Cherry Coupe, started first set. The Birds, She Don't Care About Time, with the cool Bach solo from Mr. McGuinn. The Bayonets with Crash Boom Bang, title track of their first album. Finally, 12 singles later, Oliver Lieber and Brian Ray, writing, producing, and Hello, I Love You, one of the many very cool Doors records that will be probably featured in the Doors movie that you will go and see as the celebration for Harvey Kubernick's Turn Up the Radio. Get started this Wednesday at the Egyptian Theater in L.A. The Doors Live at the Bowl, directed by Ray Manzarek, by the way, who the book is dedicated to and we just lost recently. But Ray's amazing work will be with us forever. It's always cool when a band is captured around their peak. And Bruce Botnick, their great engineer, worked on the film as well. So it probably sounds really good. Check that out. We are celebrating Harvey. Harvey Decay. The book is Turn Up the Radio. It's a big one. And then coffee table books that you people in L.A. probably use for other purposes.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage, where we are celebrating Harvey Kubernick's new book, Turn Up the Radio. Fabulous book about Los Angeles. All the bands, all the DJs, the films, all the cool stuff. And all that being celebrated at the Egyptian Theater this week, if you happen to be in L.A. starting Wednesday. Let's just open the book here to any place. Let's see here, page 24. We've got people talking about the various labels and things. Means Mashesh talking about Modern Records and the Bahari Brothers, and Jim Dawson talking about Aladdin and Dutone Records. Art LeBeau, as we mentioned, the first DJ on the West Coast to play rock and roll when it was still called race music. When Elvis Presley came to town in 56, manager Colonel Parker only allowed one interview, and that was with Art LeBeau. He was the man. Followed the great Hunter Hancock on KFWB, and they were playing all those evil black records for the white kids and changed the world. I'm just paging through here. Page 29, Lester Sill talking about when he worked for Modern Records in 1940, had B.B. King, started a publishing company and a record company with two young songwriters named Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. He put them together with the Coasters, and this was the result.
It comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. She's pretty as a daisy, but look out, man, she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya. Poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch. You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around. Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya. A poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch. You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes to creeping around. La 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 la.
These are not dangerous revolutionaries in a beleaguered city under martial law. These are teenagers on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, California, on a peaceful night. Irresponsible, wild, beat, protest you. With nowhere to go, nothing to do, no goal in life.
Cause I just couldn't eat, but
Best variety.
Music too good to keep to ourselves.
VOA Music.
Hey, baby, you're back in the Underground Garage where we are celebrating Harvey Decay's new classic book, Turn Up the Radio. There's so much good stuff in here. I'm just, like, picking stuff out as I page through it. Starts off with Johnny Otis, giving a little history of the great R&B stuff in L.A. Jack McVeigh, T-Bone Walker, all the way back to Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. And over in East L.A., there's a whole very cool Latino rock and roll thing happening. Little Willie G, lead singer of The Midnighters, talks about it on page 84. Hank Ballard and The Midnighters are one of our favorite groups, and we decided to put the extra E in The Midnighters to set us apart. Bobby Cochran, Eddie Cochran's nephew, was in the band. He may have suggested it. They talk about recording at Studio Masters across the street from Paramount Pictures, where they would occasionally see Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner at Lucy's El Adobe Cafe in full makeup. So they cut Land of a Thousand Dances and did pretty good with it, actually, locally. They needed a follow-up and had this record Evil Love. They needed a B-side, and so Little Willie G suggested they cover 2120 South Michigan Avenue, which we're hearing right now, the classic Rolling Stones instrumental on their classic of classics second album, 12x5. The address of Chess Studios, by the way. And so they're working on it in Romeo Prado, trombone player, obviously a clever dude, says, you know, we ought to change it a little bit. Just put some horns on it. Change the riff slightly. And I mean slightly, as you're about to hear. And, you know, they're going to do it in the spirit of James Brown, Night Train, and, you know, Harlem Nocturne. And thus came the classic, Whittier Boulevard.
Let's take a trip down Whittier Boulevard!
Arriba, arriba!
Do I have to show you my badge?
Yeah, man, where do you keep it? In your britches or with your pistol?
All right, I'm Sergeant Cullerin, Los Angeles Police. Now, come on down here. You got 10 seconds.
What are you trying to tell me? You remember the Law Enforcement Society?
For the last time.
I sincerely hope so, Daddy-O.
I'm gonna do a little song for you now that'll make you clap your hands, kick your feet, and as a matter of fact, it'll tear you up. La 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 la. Your soul, let it go. I'm gonna get your girl.
he'll do the talking.
I'm Willard Gates. I own the Neptune Club. There isn't a producer on the coast who doesn't know that I'm the perfect sucker. Your act is very charming.
Thank you.
I wonder if we two might have dinner together tomorrow night in Los Angeles.
Gilgutty? My manager says no.
I don't like your manager.
Don't always take his advice.
And people ask me why I back Sherwin. Well, thank you, Mr. Fletcher, very much for digging her up.
For 10%, I dig up my wife's mother.
This is Drew Carey, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, the only radio show with go-go dancers. That's why I like it.
Farmer John.
Yeah.
Farmer John, yeah. Farmer John, I won't dare go on. The one,
started that East L.A. set with The Midnighters, Whittier Boulevard, their tribute to the Rolling Stones, the 2127 Michigan Avenue. Hey, man, you're only as cool as who you steal from. Second up was the Blendells, La La La, the cover of a Stevie Wonder B-side, Before Fingertips. The group that actually had the national hit with Land of a Thousand Dances, Cannibal and the Headhunters, and then Wilson Pickett would have a hit with it again. Get Your Baby was Mark and the Escorts, kind of hearing some influence on that one from Bobby Freeman's Swim, huh? Written by Sylvester Stewart. And Farmer John, the ultimate garage rock Latino party record, premieres a little taste of all the cool things in this Harvey Kubernick book. Turn up the radio. Should be required reading in every classroom.